Zambia turns 60. It's a day of great celebration, but it is also a day of reflection. So independence, of course, means freeing ourselves, so freeing the black people in Zambia from minority white rule. 2024 happens to be the year in which Kenneth Kaunda turns 100 years old. He was a visionary leader, and I think that few leaders today or in the past could match up to the kind of ideals and values that he stood for. So Zambia supported many countries across the continent because we were a member of the Liberation Movement Committee. And that committee, I think, was founded in 62 or 63, and Zambia was a member of that. We supported, I think, Tanzania. Tanzania got independence earlier than us, but Zambia supported Tanzania with their independence struggle, providing logistical support and as a base for some of their people. We supported South Africa. That's like an open secret. Even when Nelson Mandela came out of prison, the first country that he visited was Zambia. We played a very, very critical role in their independence struggle over there, fighting apartheid. We also supported Namibia with their fight for liberation. So I think we did play a very critical role in the countries that surround us. And I think that has to be commended. It's something that we have to celebrate. Kenneth Kaunda had in his mind that Africa will not be free, or Zambia will not be free until every other country is free. So, with that kind of philosophical underpinning, we can see that he put his all in this fight for liberation of other countries.
Fascinating stuff. It's interesting that you say that Kenneth Kaunda had the vision of saying that Africa will not be free until everyone is free. It looks like that was the rallying cause for all these freedom fighters back in the day. You look at the likes of Kwame Nkrumah, you go down to Kenneth Kaunda, Milton Obote, Abdel Nasser. All those guys had like the same vision, but today you can almost count on your fingers how many leaders are like that.
It's really sad that the fabric of Pan-Africanism has totally waned off, or I would say totally waned off, actually. There is this idea of every country for themselves and God for us all, and I think that that is problematic in itself.
What does 60 years of independence mean to an ordinary woman on the street, an ordinary woman in Chipata, where you come from?
Most are going to be celebrating because it's an occasion worth celebrating. If you were born post-independence like me, you probably grew up in a Zambia where Independence Day was a very big celebration. I still, would like to see many women in Chipata, where I grew up, to get excited about this moment and to be thankful for the peace that we have had. We are the beacon of peace on the African continent. And also to be hopeful because there's a lot more that the country is going to be able to attain.